No problem.
Okay. The Seder. We are doing Siman Kutzari Zayin, discussing Tefillah. We, obviously he quoted a lot of different Ashkafa as Hakdamah, so we'll call one or two things from it. Yalkut Shimoni lists Tefillah as one of the mitzvot that lasted because we were Moser Nefesh for it. Called Davar V'davar Shinat Nisal Nafshan Alayin Ed Kaimu B'Yadon. Such as Shabbos and Milah and Talmud Torah and Tefillah. Unlike those other mitzvot that we weren't Moser Nefesh on, and therefore we really lost the significance. The Bein HaMikdash, the Dinin, Shmitin, V'Yovlot, we weren't. Look how, now that we have Shemitah got in Eretz Yisrael, everyone had to go back and learn those halachos. They weren't something that people traditionally knew what to do about. Anecdotally, we have many, many stories of Metziras Nefesh for Tefillah. The Rambam also discusses the kavana to have when going to the mikvah, that it's letar nafshot mituman nafashot chein machshavot ha'on v'der reot. You go in and you're cleansing yourself of every bad thought. The Chinuch says you come out of the mikvah as a new bria. Shira damar atzma achar tefillah kilu nivra ba'otashah. So this is obviously way more than that. That was just a few, but that is a good start to the Hagdama for the Siman Kutzari Zayin on Tefillah. So one of the big topics of Kutzari Zayin is the discussion of Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. What is that? So the Gemara in Yom Chet tells us that there are days in which to do Hazah. So you have to do Hazah, let's say, on the third day and the seventh day. So is that specific days? Do we do all of them? And part of the discussion, the Gemara tells us, is there's a machloket, whether Tefillah b'zman is mitzvah, according to Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yossi says, lo amrin Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. How do we paskin this machloket? Well, Rabbeinu Tam says, not a mitzvah. But Rabbeinu Chananel also tells us here, that Rabbeinu Tam says, not a mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Chananel tells us, it is a mitzvah. So Tosot Beitza says, okay, there is this discussion, is Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah or not? But Tosot Beitza tells us, either way, it doesn't apply now. Because nowadays, we are never going to Tevila Bizmana, because we have a whole bunch of days that we wait before we even start our Shiva Nikim. And so therefore, it's already not Bizmana. And second of all, that was back then when there were Oskin Vitarot, Hayat Sarech Litvol Miyad, Kadesh Lodi Tam Vitarot. If they didn't go to Mikvah right away, then they would end up ruining all their Taros. Hashta, that Tevila in Abala Tara Labala, it's not to ruin the Taros, it's just to be pure for her husband. So then she doesn't have this this hurried nature, this rush. What's the hurry? So then there's the Tefillah b'zmana doesn't apply now. So when discussing that, the Torah uses a lashon of hilkach. Rach pasak Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Remember, Rabbeinu Chanan always said it's a mitzvah. Hilkach mitzvah shetitvol miyad. So the Beis Yosef is bothered by this word hilkach. He says, ikla meidach, my hilkach. He already says, that's the point, that go to mikvah right away. So he says, what is the hilkach? The hilkach is that you might have thought that it doesn't apply now. Even if I want to say tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, but that's when we were going to tefillah b'zmana. Nowadays, we don't go bizmana. We're going a few days later. So you might have thought, ikal namimar, the tefillah didu, la bizmana hi. Kamash malan, says the Beis Yosef, that it still applies now, that you still have to go to mikvah on time. In fact, there's a Yerushalmi Nida that says, zot amercha, asr l'Israel l'shot betumata. It's asr if she to remain tame. Obviously, while she's tame, she can't help it. But the minute she's able to become tower, she shouldn't do that. And Rav Lichtenstein, Zatzal, in his Akdama to his volume on Taros, there's 8 volumes of Shirei Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal published. So the one on Taros, he says, the Gemara says Taros Rishut. What does it mean it's Rishut? That means it's not a requirement, but that doesn't mean it's not an Inyan. Ideally, she shouldn't remain Asura Labala. So the Trumat Adeshen is the one who has said that Tefillah is Docha Shavis only if it's Bizmana. But, so we're not really going on time, and our mitzvah mikvah is not about Tara. It's a mitzvah of relationship with the husband. There's pruravu, there's l'chiv ona, there's simcha, there's physical closeness. So Moshe Feinstein says about this Trumas Deshan, he wasn't duck, he wasn't careful in his lashon here. Because the mitzvah on the husband is when the wife is tahara and interested. That's what the mitzvah of Ona is. And so she doesn't go, then there's no mitzvah of Ona. If the wife doesn't go to the mikvah, you can't tell the husband, you have to go be misameach your wife with relations. There's no mitzvah Ona on him. So really, why then we go into the mikvah? There's nothing to do with that. It's really about the shivud. Others add, it's not just Ona, it prevents hirhur. And we have other nafkaminas for this. You know, what happens when she can't go to... They can't have relations for various reasons, like medical reasons. They can still have kirva. She still has to go to mikvah. There are many, many who cite the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, the Sefer Chassidim, that says, Lo yaniach adam yiliskok im ishto laila shetavuba. If a woman goes to mikvah, the husband should be sure to be with his wife that night. So some of them, some people, some of the who cite this, are medayek from the Lashon there, that it's a bad thing to not be with your wife on the night she goes to the mikvah. Therefore, they want to say that if the husband's not able to be with his wife that night, she shouldn't go to mikvah. Since we don't want this bad thing about the husband not being with his wife on the mikvah night, so if he's away, so she shouldn't go to mikvah. But the Btzel HaChachma, Salazalti, said it's only an issue if he's around and they aren't together. It's Hechad HaEfshar lo. Below Efshar, there's no reason she should push over mikvah since they can't be together that night. And of course, you know right now, because of the Miluim that we just had and all the shilas that we were getting of all the people, my husband's away, and should I go to mikvah? Can I go to mikvah, etc.? But it does come up in various situations where people are away. Rabbi Yamin mentioned in the shir the concept of the bungalow colonies in America. And so the wife and kids were up all summer, and the husbands came up only for the weekends. So he mentioned that on Thursday nights there'd be long lines at the mikvah. It wasn't that all the women in the bungalow colony all had mikvah night on Thursday night. It was between Sunday and Thursday night was when they all would have had mikvah night. And because their husbands were in the city, so they didn't go to mikvah. And they waited. And then Thursday night, there's this big line. So that's all on the topic of going to mikvah or not while your husband's not there. So the next topic that we can discuss is regarding going on Shabbos. We're going to discuss going on Shabbos in general, and then we're going to get to going on Shabbos when it's not Bizman or when your husband's not there. That's coming up in a second. So can you go on Shabbos? What are the issues? So issue number one, potentially, is what we'll refer to as Makeh B'Patish or Metakin. Because the Gemara Beitza tells us regarding being Tovel Akli. Why can't you... The Kulei Alma Miat Kli B'Shabbat Lo. We're not Tovel Akli on Shabbat. Why? So Rabbah actually says it's because you might come to carry it in Rishur Rabbim. Maybe carrying the water, carrying the kli. Rava says, it's mivneshin nirik mitakin kli. It looks like you're fixing the kli. Right now, I can't use this kli. I dunk it in the mikvah, and I can use the kli. So maybe that's fundamentally different. So that's mitakin it. So then the Gemara says, okay, so maybe people too. Maybe then people shouldn't be allowed to go to mikvah. And this is no, because people, it doesn't look like I'm being mitakin things, because some people just go into water. There's people go into water to relax, to cool off. So it's near a kamekar, so it seems okay. So the Beis Yosef cites the Mordechai, citing the Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't go on Shabbos because there's no tefillah bezman of mitzvah. But he says that doesn't make sense because the Gemara, that shita is refuted. So the Trumat HaZdeshen explains that it looks like we're cooling off, so it's not recognizable as a tikkun. And nowadays, says the Trumat HaZdeshen, in Kain, lekel lemeimer d'adam near a kamekar, today, why? The kuli amos yiri shalolar chotz klav shabbat. Bizman hazeh, people don't go cool off in the pool on Shabbos anymore. That is not a kubal thing to do on Shabbos anymore. And therefore, the minute you see a person going to mikvah, you don't go, ah, he's probably going to cool off. He's not cleansing, he's not being mitara himself. You don't say that anymore. So therefore, we no longer have that dispensation. Because in the times of the Gemara, people cooled off in water. But that wasn't true in the times of already the Rishonim. Looks like mitakin. So then, the nirakamekar that the Gemara says is not a heter. Oh, it just looks like he's cooling off. So then, what do we need in order to be matir such a thing? You would need the shivud of the wife to the husband. So therefore, the continuation of the Beis Yosef says, Yesh lidchot, had asa rabbeinu tam litvol b'shabes, haino in bala ba'ir, veino tevel meishon tefila bezmana. So had the pasak, the lo kaimel on the mitzahi. Aval bala ba'ir, mo de nami deshar misha mitzakim on. If the husband's there in town, and they therefore can be together, so we would allow it also, because of the potential of kiyum ona. Rafil shalobishan ona chasha mitzvah, and even if they couldn't have relations, why? They're able to do all those other forms of kirva. There's other issues people mention, that you need a chafifa, and you have to do it directly. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? In Bala Ba'ir, if the husband's in town, mitzvah l'vedol l'dvol b'zmana shalov v'atel mipri arivya afilu laila echat. But the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe, and here in the Shulchan Aruch, says, u'muter l'dvol lo shabanim l'ichol l'dvol kol n'machin. She can even go Friday night, if that's her first possibility, but only if her husband's there. If her husband's not there, b'lav hachi aser. And if she could have gone Thursday night and didn't, and now it pushed it off to Shabbos, yesh orim shasur litvol, and there is such a minog, v'chei nagu b'miksa makomot. But if you don't have the minog, makom she'ein minog, ein lahachmir. In other words, it's a real minhag, but only if you have that minhag. If you don't have that minog, don't be machmir like that. Can you go to a hot mikvah on Shabbos? We have a rule, what's called, what we refer to as gzerat habalanin, that we don't bathe in something hot on Shabbos. So can you do that? So there's a tshuva of the Ramah about in Krakow, there was this minhag to give an aliyah to those who went to mikvah when it was cold, and the Ramah says, there's a busha shanda, and they stopped the minhag, and then women stopped going to mikvah. So it's not so pasha to go when it's cold. So that was a reason to not do that. But when it comes to hot water on Shabbos, we have the gzeret abalanim, and tefillah should therefore either be in not so hot water. This doesn't mean the water has to be freezing, it should be in posher. But also, we know with the rule that mitzvah is allowed to use hot water. So maybe the mikvah is not a problem. There's other solutions that some offered. For example, the gzera is on a bathhouse, not on a mikvah. So therefore, the Badei HaShulchan says, Ein limchon on those who want to go to a war mikvah on Shabbos, but just go in and out of the mikvah. Don't remain in there. Don't make a long, luxurious time in the mikvah. So, what about if it's Shabbos and the husband's there, but they're not allowed to have relations? So the Badei HaShulchan says, again, that it's mutter because of the other kirvot. So now we get to an interesting question about a penuya. A penuya wants to go to mikvah. A penuya is a single woman. She's not even married, so there's no heter labala. So the Beis Yosef cites the Rivash. It's a long tshuva of the Rivash. The Beis Yosef cites it in one line. And the way he cites it, Shatam shalo tiknu tefila lepnuya, kedei shalo yivei lecho. If they weren't attacking tefila for a penuya, because then you would be permitting penuyas to be having relations with people, and they shouldn't be having relations. But the truth is that the Rivash is much longer. The question is the Rivash was, the logic sometimes applies to married women in a penuya, so why weren't we attacking going to mikvah for a penuya as well? And that way, if they would have relations with the penuya, they wouldn't violate the Isser Karit. And he has a whole long piece about Torah said no Kadesha, we're not going to make a takana for violating the Isser. But what he really says is that we won't make a takana to have every penuya to go. What doesn't he say? He doesn't say it's a problem for a penuya to go to mikvah. That's not found, at least as we read the Rivash. It's just, we don't make a takana for the penuya to go. And this could be an important nafkamina for a penuya who wants to go for a better reason, not in order to have relations inappropriately. Let's say the woman wants to, men go to mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. She wants to go to mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. She wants to go into mikvah, into Yom Kippur pure. Or, if she is one of the people who goes up on Har HaBayit, so she wants to go up to Har HaBayit. So, would we allow that? So, the Maharil actually says that, one second, we are here still, the Maharil says, he cites the Mari Segel, that he has a proof, right, Mishum de Tshuvahi, Nogin Azlit Vol Nashim, and Nashim, Narim, Betulo, as he mentions, there's a minog that everybody goes, men, women, Narim, Ubetulo, kids, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, so we know why men are going, Mishum Tumakari, maybe they touched something tummy, but why are young women going if they're so young they haven't had relations? And so too, Zakeno and Aramitula, why is everybody going even if we know that their goof is Naki Mituma? Vada Misham Chuvahi, and therefore he permits it and says it's also Yerushalmi. So Maril does say she can go. So the Be'er Heitev actually quotes something that he calls a Be'er Heitev, but he's not quoting another book or a parish of the same name. He's quoting what he says, a Be'er Heitev. It's a clear explanation. And he quotes it as a gzera on a betula not to go to mikvah. Habetulot asurot litvol. And what's the logic? He says a low plug. It's a takana that betulot shouldn't be going to mikvah. So the Ben Ish Chai in the Rav Poelim, he cites this Be'er Heitev. And he says it's based on the Rivash. Berak bekitzer dvarim omer kinerish anashim alo tov rak be'er v'shashanu yom kirin. He says, but ikar kamenatam is a shame shen mayim. Why are they doing it? Bishvil tara en limchot biyodam. Why? He said the Be'er Heitev didn't see this Rivash himself. What did he see? He saw the Beit Yosef cite the one line summary of the Rivash. And he's saying the Rivash is not telling us of an Isser for her to go. He's just saying why there's no takana to make her go. And therefore, says the Rav Paulim, for tshuva, the mistake of tshuva, it's allowed. And therefore, ein limchot on those who go for the Yamim Noraim. That is what the ein limchot biyodim, that is what the Rav Paulim says. The Shut B'nei Banim says, Machalek, how about women from age 20 and up could go to mikvah for tshuva? He doesn't want it on younger than that. The Sefer Puah says, don't go to Har HaBayit when Tameh. It's very careful to say. We are not saying to go to Har HaBayit. But if you're one of those who go to Har HaBayit, then you should make sure to go to mikvah. Okay. Another topic that's dealt with in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin is what time of day should tefillah be? Should tefillah be day or night? Because the shot of the Sugyam Psachim, Daf Tzadi, is that Nida goes to mikvah at night, but a Zava can go during the day. Why? Because Rashi explains that it's Achar Masa Titar, that after you're done counting, you go. That's why you go at night. So, that would, you know, and we consider most of our women now Zavas, so maybe we could go during the day. So the problem is that we have the Gemara Nida Samach Zayin that actually has two reasons not to go to mikvah during the day. One comes from Rabbi Yochanan, and he says it's Mishum Srach Bita. Srach Bita means that you're going to corrupt your daughter. And they made it a low plug, as in you can't go into during the day, because your daughter will remember that you went to mikvah during the day, and she's going to grow up and get married, and they're going to say, you should go to mikvah after 7 days. And she goes, no, my minhag, my mother used to go during the day. And she's going to end up going during the seventh day. And therefore, don't go during the day, because that's going to corrupt her. Now, it's a little bit strange, we would think, because most don't know about their mother's going to mikvah. So Rav Avadya has an explanation. He says, that was chinuch. Tarat Abayit was learned back to him. And then, so yes, we're supposed to be tzanua. Tzanua is not telling the outside world. But that was, you're supposed to teach your daughter how to keep Torah and mitzvahs. Just like you teach your children about separating milk and meat. So this was also part of the chinuch that they should know, that their mother goes to mikvah, and this is the proper way to do it. So there was part of Srach Bita is teaching the daughter. So, therefore, we tend to not go to mikvah during the day, not even during day 8. Certain occasions where there's Shasat Chak, we might be matir day 8 during the day. Well, a little bit we'll discuss even mikvah on day 7 right now. But the question is the Isser the going to mikvah on day 7 or is the having the relations? Meaning, if you went to mikvah on day 7, does that work? What's the issue? Or is it only a problem that it might lead you to have relations on day 7? But if anyway the relations are being done at night after the day 7 is over, so it might be okay. So the Tosot actually discusses a few reasons. And Tosot says that the issue, one of the main issues might be Shalot Tavoli Day Safik. If you went to mikvah on day 7, let's say Shkia's at 7 p.m. and you went at 4 p.m., so how do you know between 4 and 7 p.m. you didn't see? You didn't have a need of blood. And then when you're having relations that night, so then you're going to be having relations with someone who is tame. But, and therefore, asul asur kein litvol bayom. That's what Tosot says. Now, the issue is for a nida, not for a zavo. So the Balaam Or said it doesn't apply. Here we go. And he said it doesn't apply now either. Why? Because what was Din Torah? We're going to mikvah now, not like that. We're going to mikvah now, considering everybody is Zava. And therefore, you can even go during the day. So that is the lenient view of the Balaam Or. The Ravid disagrees, and he says not only does it apply, if you went to mikvah during the day, it doesn't even work. You'd need to go to mikvah again. So we have the extremes here. We have the Balaam Or saying it's allowed during the day and it works. you have the Ravid saying it's not allowed during the day, and it doesn't work. And of course, we also have a middle view of the Rambam. The middle view is that lichachila, don't go during the day, but if you went during the day, it's kosher b'di'evid. Then the Ravid isn't masig on the Rambam, even though the Ravid had said what he just said, that it counts as if she, it doesn't count, it's as if she didn't go. The Ravid here is silent and teaches important things about understanding what the Ravid's role was on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam said the real kpeda is on having relations during the day, not the mikvah. So if you were to not come home until nighttime, there would be no concern. In general, we don't rely on just this, but this does come up occasionally in people who live far from the mikvah and want to go and have mikvah night on Friday night. So they want that the woman will be able to drive to and from the mikvah and get home in time for Shabbos. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva that if the husband goes to shul and the woman comes home with an empty home, then there's no chashash, since Rabbeinu Tam says the real issue is relations, and if he's not seeing her, then it'll be okay. So again, we don't generally rely on this, but it's important for the Rav to know, to have in his back pocket for when there are those situations that we need to be makir. That we need to be matirit. That was the shir on Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Maybe more next week. Miss you all in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Isaac.
No problem.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
Shalom.